This is Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors, sponsored by DS Beverages, your Anheuser-Busch distributor in Paul Bunyan Country, Ace on the Lake in Bemidji, Bonded Lock and Key, your home for Liberty Safes, Pepsi and I Bottling of Bemidji, Timberline Sport and Convenience in Black Duck, and Clearbrook Electric. Well, we talked about it last week. We are going to talk about it this week once again. The Brainerd JC's Ice Fishing Extravaganza coming up January 30th. We also have Carl Adams from Timberline Sports to talk about maybe some hot places to find big fish for that tournament if you're going to be fishing it. The Brainerd JC's Ice Fishing Extravaganza, which typically has been, obviously, in Brainerd on Gull Lake in years past. Whole different animal this year with COVID and modern technology. We have Andrew Jay, the co-chair, joining us. Andrew, thanks for stopping by today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So let's talk a little bit about how this thing's going to work. I talked to Benji last week, and I know one of the great things about any fishing tournament, really, and certainly ice fishing, is that camaraderie. Everybody's hanging out together. Everybody's having fun. We can't do that this year, but you found a whole new way to make it very, very interesting.
Absolutely. You know what? We love having all our people on the ice, all our friends and people you get to know over the years, and you get 10,000 people on the ice all together at the same time. It creates quite a fun atmosphere. But obviously with COVID this year, we've had to come up with some new fun ways to keep everybody safe, get everybody outdoors and enjoying time with their family and doing it safely. So we've come up with a new way to hold our contest and hoping people really enjoy it this year.
So it's going to be virtual. We're going to use the Fish Donkey app, and we're going to be able to fish to basically wherever we want to, right?
Any public water in the state of Minnesota is open to fishing. So you can literally have a lake in your backyard, walk right out in the morning, and fish right away. So...
So, but you're still running it on the generally the same timeline you've had in years past, correct?
Exactly, yep. So the contest will still actually run from 12 to 3 on Saturday the 30th. And you'll download your ticket through the Fish Donkey app or upload your existing ticket you bought at Mills at Fleet Farm. So you can register your ticket there. And then starting at noon on Saturday, you'll start off fishing and we'll start verifying fish. And we have a ton of good prizes we're still giving away. So,
I know one of the things that that you're doing is basically you've got several species, and you're going to be weighing in the top 500 fish. Somewhere within that top 500, you have scattered your 150 prizes, right?
That's exactly right. So it'll be the top 500 fish caught during the contest, and we picked species that were found in Gull Lake. Obviously, we couldn't get all the species on there. But we picked the main species we could think of in Gull Lake that we know people historically have caught ice fishing. And with those species, the largest fish are going to get registered to win, you know, anywhere from that pickup to an ice castle to gift cards and cash. So,
yeah, run down what some of those prizes are. You've got some biggies. You always have.
That's something we've tried to focus on for years, is having not only the biggest charitable contest in the world, but having, you know, some of the best prizes as well. That's something we've really tried to keep close and keep growing. So, you know, looking at the prize list, obviously we have the pickups. We have Aquaview, Vexlar, Polaris Rangers and Sportsmen and Ice Castle, Clam Pop-Up Fish Houses, Mr. Heater, Strike Master Gift Cards. The list goes on and on.
Yeah, there's 150 of them. And again, if you can't even qualify for any of those unless your fish falls into that top 500. And then it's just kind of luck from that point on.
Exactly. Yep, to keep the contest fair, we scattered the prizes throughout that top 500 spots. So the biggest fish might not even get the biggest prize. So you can be in 500th place, and I think we got that listed as an ice castle.
That's not bad. That's not bad for 500th place.
You know what? Coming in 500th, it's not a participation trophy. You get an ice castle. That's pretty awesome.
Well, you know, you say 10,000 people, they're all going to, you know, not all of them, but most of them are going to catch some fish. So, you know, top 500, that's still going to have to be a pretty decent fish.
Absolutely. You know, people have their spots all over the state that they like to fish that they've dialed in. You know, whether it's going to be a big walleye, a big northern, you know, there's still lots of opportunity for some good fish, you know. I think this year, more than years past, I think we're going to have a record number of fish registered this year.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. I know in our area, you know, there are no Mills Fleet Farms. I think, you know, Brainerd is the closest. So, you know, for us, it's great because, like you say, we don't have to go any particular place. And we just have to go on the Fish Donkey app, really, to pay online and get registered.
It's really handy to have that Fish Donkey app. They've been great to partner with this year. Like you said, it's easy as downloading the app and purchasing your ticket. They have even videos that show you how to register a fish, join the app. They really walk you through step by step, so it makes it crystal clear how to register your fish and everything else, even you measure your fish. They really have some detailed instructional videos and even a practice tournament you can join.
I've been on the website a few times, and people can get a lot of information there. What is the website?
That website is icefishing.org for us, but then you can also do the Fish Donkey app is where you're going to find all their information.
Okay. So icefishing.org to get the details on the tournament specifically, and for Fish Donkey, you just go to their app, right?
That's correct, yeah.
And, yeah, I just went to my app store, said Fish Donkey, found it, downloaded it, good to go.
Awesome. Yeah, no, it's, they make it pretty easy to download and walk you through step by step there on their app.
How long have you been involved in this, Andrew?
Well, my parents were involved with it, so I kind of grew up with it. I've been involved volunteering and since 2011 now. So going on that big 10-year mark.
Wow. 31 years of this. I think one time it had to be moved to a different lake. One time it had to be canceled. But by and large, you found a way to make it happen every year.
You know, that's something we've wanted to bring to people. You know, ice fishing is something that can bring us all together. And you know, we've worked very hard. You know, we have a lot of volunteers that sit on our committee that all have full-time jobs, and they just love getting people out there. So we love finding ways to persevere and come through and, you know, get people out there and still hold our contest, even though we're running into some challenges this year, not holding it in person, but we're going to find a way to hold it every year.
Brainerd JC's Ice Fishing Extravaganza, a big, big fundraiser for some great organizations in that area. A fun tournament. This year can't be at Gull. This year it can be wherever you are. Pretty much any public water in Minnesota is eligible. You just got to get yourself the Fish Donkey app. Anything else you want people to know before we wrap it up?
Just download the Fish Donkey app, buy your tickets today, and we'll see you guys Saturday the 30th.
Andrew Jay is the co-chair of the Brainerd JC's Ice Fishing Extravaganza. Thanks for taking time today.
Thank you so much.
Well, coming up next, if you want to be part of that tournament but want to fish around home, where are you going to have your best luck? Carl Adams from Timberline Sports in Black Duck has the answers next. This is Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors. This is Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors. Checking in with Carl Adams at Timberline Sports up in Black Duck. Carl, welcome back to the show. Good to have you.
Well, good to hear from you, guys.
So how's been business for you, first of all, been this year? I mean, it's been weird, and for some businesses it's been good, some businesses it's been bad. We had a pretty good summer fishing season. How did hunting and the first part of ice fishing go for you guys?
Well, for us, we've been pretty blessed with it's been kind of the perfect storm. You know, we're open. People have time to do things. A lot of things aren't open. So hunting and fishing have been things that that a lot of people have been getting out and doing. And then I think this might be the nicest winter that I can ever remember. We made enough ice to have plenty of people to get out on the ice. You can get out safely on almost all our lakes around here, and you can go out and stand on the ice. We have not had any of that bitterly cold stuff that we usually have in the end of December and January. It's been just beautiful weather. It's been a really, really nice winter so far.
certainly has. So you've seen, would you say, steady or an uptick in ice angling this year?
A considerable uptick over most years. And ice fishing has been growing in popularity all the time with wheelhouses. You can go out when it's cold. But this year what we have is we have a lot of guys getting out. You know, there's guys on portables, guys that are trying it, that have been for the first time they're getting out and trying some ice fishing. They have time. So we're seeing a definite uptick in ice fishermen.
How has the bite been this year?
Well, red was super early, and I think it's had a lot of pressure, so it's starting to slow a little bit. And now Lake of the Woods is hitting that good bite that we see on Lake of the Woods a lot of times. And I think on our local lakes, I think when there's a lack of snow, people are able to move around a little more. And I think that's kept fishing a little better. You're hearing lots of small lakes that people are doing well on. You know, Blacktick's been pretty consistent all year. A lot of that's just based on the fact that we can move around this year. You have nice weather, so you're not willing to just plop down in one spot and sit there. You're willing to punch some holes, move around. And when you do that, you're going to find a few more fish. So it's made for a really good winter for catching fish. People have been able to enjoy themselves out there. I said I don't remember too many times seeing a lot of families out standing on the ice because you don't even need to be in a house. It's just been beautiful weather.
Definitely has. When you're out there and you've drilled a hole and you're looking around and you're trying to get a bite, how patient are you before you decide it's time to move a little bit of ways away and try something else?
Well, I've always been a guy who likes to punch a lot of holes and try a lot of areas because it does seem like when you first drop down, you're probably your best chance of finding one of those really active fish. So if you're willing to punch a lot of holes and then move from hole to hole to hole, you will always catch those active fish. There's going to be these cold days, and I can't believe we're not going to have any coming up. But on those type of days, you know, you can try to finesse and work and wait for fish to come to you. But if you can walk around, go from hole to hole, I think you have that chance where you're finding the fish and finding an active one. And that's I think why fishing's been a little better, is people have been able to do some of that this year.
You mentioned Red Lake and a lot of pressure, and that's kind of why they had to make that adjustment to the limit, right?
Correct. That's why they have a reduced limit up there, is because they know they're going to have a lot of pressure. It was excellent fishing this year, and you still hear some really, really good reports. It's not over with yet, but there's not quite as many. There's a little less fresh ice. There's been a lot of fish taken out, so there's probably a few less up there to be quite as willing to bite. But we still got another 6 weeks of guys making it up there to catch some fish, and there's still going to be a lot of fish biting up there too.
No doubt. Let's talk a little bit about Lake of the Woods. What are you hearing?
I've been hearing excellent reports, and it always has been. Early ice, which there is a little later than red. Guys always do really well. But they have, there's some big schools of fish, and once they get roads plowed out through a lot of that area, you hear good reports throughout January and February up there. And then their season lasts into March, so we'll see a lot of fishermen. There's already a lot going up there. It's a good place with the wheelhouses just because it makes a little more ice than a lot of the places, so it'll have safe ice. And some of those southern lakes probably don't this year yet just because of the nice weather. So we're starting to see a lot of traffic up there and hearing pretty good reports.
You know, last year they had an unbelievable amount of pressure just because they were about the only place you could go for a good stretch of the winter to get some ice fishing in. So they might actually have a little bit of a breather this year compared to last year.
And that might be true a little bit. There's more people on all of our lakes this year because all of a sudden all our local area lakes in this area you can get out on, and I think it's just meant that there's also more people trying to get out fishing. Some of the southern lakes probably don't have quite as much ice, but from what I'm hearing, there's people ice fishing everywhere. It's one of those things you get a chance to get out and enjoy it when there wasn't every other option of things to do isn't open. So guys have been getting out ice fishing all over the state, and we're lucky enough we have a little more ice than most places, and a lot of our lakes have actually had a pretty good bite. We're going to see a lot of people on Winnie this year. I think Winnie's had a pretty good bite, and it's making some ice. But I think all of our lakes are going to have a lot of fishermen on all winter, and people are getting out and enjoying it, so it's perfect.
You know, typically, Winnie is not a lake I hear a lot about for ice fishing. Is that unusual, or is it just kind of go under the radar most years?
I think sometimes it goes under the radar. I think a lot of times you do hear a lot about it, the perch fishing over there. This year, there's maybe a little bit better year class of walleyes, too. So you're hearing some guys sneak over there chasing perch and walleyes, and I think we'll hear as we get later in the season, there'll be more perch fishermen. So I think that lake will take a little bit of pressure. I think, you know, all of the big lakes, you know, Mille Lacs and Leech and stuff are taking away some of that pressure that once they get enough ice, the wheelhouse traffic will start going to some of the other lakes besides Red and Lake of the Woods. Red and Lake of the Woods are always two of the best and probably the best in the state for catching walleyes. But, you know, there'll be some people on all of the lakes this year because people are getting out and enjoying it.
What's the average ice thickness you're seeing and hearing about?
Most of our lakes, those two big lakes, have a little more. They're both in that 18 to 20-inch range and maybe even making some more if some ice heat, you know, buckled up or did anything else. I've had guys who've already mentioned they need an extension. Most of our other local lakes are in that 15 to 18-inch range. We've made pretty good ice on the stuff right around here. I think it just goes down a little bit as you go south.
Okay. You know, I think one of the things that has also helped make ice fishing easier for most people, the wheelhouses have been huge, as you mentioned. But the portability and the lightness now, when you can get these battery-powered augers that still have plenty of power, it just makes it easier to get all that stuff out on the lake to drill the holes and get fishing.
It does, and more enjoyable. The battery-powered augers have made such a big change where guys before, if you didn't fish very often, you went to start your auger, you spent a day trying to get it started, and they didn't want to start right away. But these battery-powered ones now, they start every single time. All you do is push a button. You know, ice equipment has gotten better. The clothing that people wear is better now, so you can actually stand on the ice. The portables are better than they used to be, so you can keep warmer. And there's a whole bunch of wheelhouses out there that never used to be. So ice fishing, everything about it, the electronics are better for finding fish, for GPS now, so you can locate your spot, has made it a lot easier to catch fish in the winter and then made it more enjoyable. And then there's a few more people doing it.
Besides the biggies we've talked about, any other good lakes up there we should try, maybe that we've never tried before?
Well, we've seen, and we're seeing people trying a lot of the different little lakes, and obviously they can't have too many on it. But our lakes, that are mid-sized lakes, like Black Duck and Round and Gull and Island, have all had really good bites, and they have good ice, so people can get around on them. So we're seeing people on all of those lakes. And this is a good year where if you've always wanted to go try some little lake, right now, whether it's taking a four-wheeler through the woods to get to a lake or just trying some different lake, most of them have decent ice, and you'll be able to get to a lot of those places, to lakes that maybe don't have as much pressure, and you can find a good bite on a lot of that type of stuff.
What do the fish seem to be biting on right now?
Well, we're seeing more pan fishermen than normal, and a lot of that's based on the nice weather. Them are a species where if you can punch holes and move around, you're going to catch. So I'm selling more wax worms and seeing more people fishing spoons, aggressively moving from hole to hole with wax worms and stuff like that. You'll still have a lot of guys if we get some cold weather where you're kind of sitting still, and then you just do a really finicky, you're hoping to attract fish and that maybe have had a chance to look at your lure because you're sitting in the same spot. And then you just, you know, downsizing and running a lot of those real small panfish lures. The big lakes, Red, we're going to see that happening too. Those fish are going to have seen baits and they're going to be kind of finicky. On Lake of the Woods, it's still going to be that spoon type bite where it's aggressive fish because they're going to be hitting new water. They haven't fished all the water up there, and we're going to see that that your jigging spoons are going to be one of your main things to catch fish. Aggressive fish, I still think a jigging spoon in the winter is the best bait to catch them.
Okay. So this year, very unique. There's been a lot of virtual tournaments. And it's not surprising that they're all still virtual. The Brainerd JC's Ice Fishing Extravaganza, usually 10,000 holes punched into Gull Lake and, you know, tons of people there. This year, they've gone virtual via Fish Donkey, and they've opened it up to basically every lake in the state. So to get registered, you go to Fish Donkey, pay your $50 fee, and you're in. Now, they're measuring the top 500 fish, Carl, and the species are walleye, northerns, tulipy, perch, sunnies, and crappies. Those are the five species you can catch. They're measuring the top 500. There's 150 prizes that are randomly, you know, dotted throughout that top 500. But so if you, knowing that, knowing how many people might be fishing that tournament, where do you think we need to be to find fish that could make that top 500?
Well, the neat thing about that when it's a virtual tournament, is there's going to be lots of little lakes that guys can go and sit and not have to and not have to worry about there being, you know, a ton of people around you. Because you could go sit in your house that you have on Bemidji, and if you sit there for the right period of time, you're going to catch some fish. You're going to catch some big perch. There's some nice walleyes that get caught out of there. But if there was one lake to go catch some really nice fish, I would pick Lake of the Woods. It's a excellent fishery for big walleyes. You're going to catch tulipies in there. If you catch a perch, it's going to be a jumbo. So there's Lake of the Woods is still one of the premier fisheries for bigger fish. Big waters do hold bigger fish. We're going to see lakes with slots too, like Lake of the Woods and like Winnie, are going to have some bigger fish. So you're going to be able to know that your fish when you catch them, it's going to be easy to catch one in that bigger size structure. But the nice thing about that one is on almost all of our little lakes, if you're fishing, there's some, you know, if you're fishing bluegills and crappies on a lake, you have a chance at catching a big one of those. But there's also a few walleyes in all of those different lakes. So you can just about go fish any of your favorite lakes, sign up for the tournament, and you have a chance to win a neat prize without having to spend a whole lot. So that'll make it pretty neat. It'll open the tournament up to almost anybody. And fish just about any lake they want.
Yeah, you know, I go back and forth on that. I mean, I think part of the fun of that tournament, and most tournaments, is that camaraderie and getting to see people and that you know, you see every now and then. But these fishing tournaments bring you together occasionally. That part, I think a lot of people will miss. On the other end, like you say, you don't have to map out a couple days to go down to a certain location. You can just go out there and fish.
Yeah, and it'll open it up to more people. Again, I hope on all tournaments that we get back to the good old days where you get to meet with all of the people and get to see and BS with different people. And I think that stuff is all part of the fun of tournaments, and it always has been. The actual going out and trying to catch the biggest fish is kind of neat too, and that stuff is still being allowed. And I think but the other part has to come back someday too, where we get to the social aspect of a lot of these stuff. And I think that stuff will come back.
Well, I think so too. I mean, I think of like, you know, the Leech Lake Walleye Tournament and, of course, the Knights of Columbus here in Bemidji. I mean, everybody's got, you know, it's an equal playing field, so to speak. You all have to fish the same lake at the same time in the same conditions. So I like that aspect too. So I think we'll probably see both tournaments going forward, because I think there's a lot of ways to raise money for some great organizations without having to do a lot of cost by going online. And that Fish Donkey app is pretty cool.
It is. And we will see both things, I think, in the future. I think we're going to see both types of tournaments where some of the tournaments are going to be all virtual, where it's more about, you know, just the see what you can catch for fish, or you don't have to worry about the weigh-ins are going to be easier. And I think a lot of them might still use the Fish Donkey and the virtual app, but still have the get-togethers and still have the social aspect of it too. Just the weigh-in will have changed.
You know, and I think obviously that's better for fish. You know, if you're trying to do a catch-and-release tournament, if they can do all that measuring and weighing right there and get the fish right back in the water, then do the presentation at the end of the day.
Yep, that is very true.
All right. Well, anything new out there, by the way? You're in the fishing equipment biz. Anything new out there that people are using this year that you're getting good reviews on?
Well, the augers part have stayed. There's always a few different electric augers, but it's just getting more and more that direction all the time. The lures are constantly changing. There's always new ones, and I think every time there's a new lure out there, you think, fish haven't seen this one, and you have to buy it, and it does seem like that works. So part of that's you're going to fish with that new lure more, and we have lots of different kinds. Most companies, whether it's Northland or Snyder's or any of them, have a new lure almost every year, and I think they all seem like they catch fish the first years you try them. The fish haven't seen them, or maybe it's because the fishermen are trying them more because they're new, but they definitely catch fish. Electronics keep getting better too. We're seeing electronics have changed. The Garmin LiveScope's been really popular this year, where you can scan to the side and see where the fish are and then go punch a hole over where they are. So things are getting better. All that new stuff, there's always some innovation in the ice fishing world, just because ice fishing has been such a growing sport with lots of people doing it. And we try to have all that new stuff so that we're ready for when the guys go out.
And looking ahead to soft water season, is there anything new that you're hearing some good buzz about?
They're still changing that electronics stuff is changing a little bit, whether it's on the trolling motors and some of that live scope type stuff, where you're all the companies are starting to come out with some of that type of stuff where you can see fish off to the side and not just directly below the boat. There's always is a little bit of the new jigs and stuff too, but a lot of that stuff has there's just little minor changes on a lot of that, because a lot of the stuff has been around for so long they can't completely reinvent the wheel. But we'll see some new stuff with a lot of that too. I think that stuff's just kind of starting to come out, the stuff that'll be new this summer. We haven't got to go to all the same shows and see a lot of that stuff that we used to in the past, just because they've had to cancel that stuff with the whole COVID, but there'll be a lot of that new stuff where people start showing it up before long, because the winter's going to go pretty fast if this nice weather holds up.
Yeah, that is probably true. Carl Adams from Timberline Sports in Black Duck, anything else you want to mention before we wrap it up today?
That sounds pretty good so far.
All right, Carl, thanks for your time today, and when you get out there, good luck to you.
Sounds perfect. Thanks, Kev.
Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors and Paul Bunyan Broadcasting here in Bemidji teaming up with the Brainerd JC's Ice Fishing Extravaganza virtual and statewide this year. We're teaming up with our sister stations down in the Brainerd area for the Brainerd JC's Ice Fishing Extravaganza. If you're going to take part in the event, you can go to kbunsportsradio.com, click on Ice Fishing Extravaganza. There's a form to fill out that puts you in line to win some prizes the day of the event. We'll also have a special show run by our crew down in Brainerd from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on KBUN Sports Radio 104.5. Talking ice fishing all over the state of Minnesota and what's going on with the tournament. Drawing out the names of people who fill out those forms. So you, again, to win those prizes. Now, in addition to going to the Fish Donkey app and buying your ticket, you can actually buy a ticket at our Big Deals online store as well. You'll have to come in and get it after you purchase it, but it's $10 less than the $50 price. We're selling them for $40. Then when you download the Fish Donkey app and you go to the Brainerd Ice Fishing Extravaganza, you'll have to take a picture of that ticket in order to get registered for the tournament, and you can go from there. But again, fill out that form if you're fishing the tournament, and you could be in for some really cool prizes, in addition to the prizes you could win at the Brainerd JC's Ice Fishing Extravaganza as well. That's it for today. Paul Bunyan Country Outdoors has been sponsored by Clearbrook Electric, Timberline Sports and Convenience in Black Duck, Pepsi Nye Bottling of Bemidji, Bond and Lock and Key, your home for Liberty Safes, Ace on the Lake on Lake Bemidji's South Shore, and DS Beverages, Paul Bunyan Country's distributor of Anheuser-Busch.
At Rural First, we're the leader in rural construction loans, because we don't work here. We work out here. We live rural, which means we know just what you need to build rural. Our dedicated team of loan specialists works with you throughout the construction process. And with our digital tool, you can manage your project all in one place. That's how Rural First gets you closer to what matters. Rural First is a registered trademark of Farm Credit Mid-America. NMLS 407249. Equal housing lender. Loan subject to approval and eligibility. Other terms and conditions may apply. Visit ruralfirst.com for more details. Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.